Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Robert Cray bringing us back 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Please check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. New video up this week, another new one. We put a new one up every week, and many, many other things there. We updated, and all the new stuff is right there on the homepage. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Stephen Moore has given us over the last 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Steve is a member of the Wall Street Journal Editorial Board. He's the author of a number of books, including Return to Prosperity, which he co-authored with Arthur Laffer. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. WSJ, WSJ.com, right?
You got it.
By the way, you guys got the best app in the world.
We do. It is
outstanding. And I hate to say it in a way, Steve, but after 20 plus years, I canceled my print subscription. I only get it on the app now.
Yep, you know, that's where all the growth is. You know, of all the major newspapers in the country, only the Wall Street Journal is growing in circulation, and it's growing online.
Well, what I like about it is when I get on the airplane, if I've missed two or three issues before I travel, I don't have to take them with me. It's all in my iPad.
Right.
Hey, Stephen.
Right there on your computer.
I want to talk about this debate that's been going on recently in the presidential race of private equity and the private equity debate. As you know, the administration has been talking about private equity in a disparaging way, and the thing that I've been pointing out is that as Steven Rattner said in defending private equity, he said that it has a very important place in our economy, because he's a former private equity guy. And Steven Rattner, by the way, folks, is President Obama's supporter and former car czar. But he said, but you know, private equity, they're really only formed to make a profit. They're not, jobs are secondary. And I got to thinking about that, Stephen. Every one of the 26 million small businesses in America were founded on that very principle. No small business owner ever thought about starting a business before they were a business owner by saying, I want to create a job. Every one of them said, I want to create profits that will help my family have some financial independence. What do you think?
Of course, I read your article. I thought it was spot on. And of course, without profits, there are no jobs. That's what I think a lot of people in Washington understand. I mean, businesses aren't charities, right? I mean, they're in business to make profits so that they can return money to the owners and the investors. That's why people invest in businesses. And look, private equity is really the mother's milk of this economy. It's created whole new industries and whole new businesses. Everything from Staples to Home Depot wouldn't exist if it weren't for
a lot of growing small businesses were able to cash out and liquidate, or not liquidate, but cash out and by selling their businesses to a private equity firm. They got some people who started from nothing got rich because they worked hard and they sold their business to a private equity firm.
Of course, and that's, you know, been the story of so many businesses. You know, you start the business, you struggle, you put your sweat equity in that business for 5, 10, 20, 30 years, at the idea at the end that you can sell it and make a profit and live off of those profits. And that's what happened, and that's what private equity companies do. They actually provide the funds for people to retire so they have a good income, and that's what gives people the spark and the incentive to start the business in the first place.
I'll tell you something else, Stephen. The way the stock market is going in the last few years, I think private equity may be the future of capitalism. What do you think?
I agree, totally. And, you know, private equity, they're the people who go out and look at the, hundreds, thousands of businesses and say, you know, these are the ones we think have a real growth spurt potential. These are the ones that we think are going to employ, you know, thousands of workers and that they're going to be rapidly expanding in terms of their facilities and their employment and, of course, their profits. That's how capitalism works.
You know, Stephen, in the last year or so, I've been giving President Obama some campaign advice. which as you know, he listens to the show all the time and takes what I say very seriously. But one of the things that I've been saying to him is, you know, President Obama attacking private equity this way, going after the people who create the jobs, this is not a good campaign strategy long term. It may give a little flash in the beginning, but Steve, I don't think this approach has legs from a campaign standpoint. Do you?
I totally agree with that. I think there's divisiveness. I think the class warfare. I think going after private equity firms that provide the juice for small businesses, I think it makes no sense. I think it is very divisive. I think it makes Obama look anti-small business, anti-stock market, and anti-investor. And look, you know, you've got an economy out there where half of Americans are investors. So to attack profits is just insane.
Well, and to another thing I want to ask you about, President Obama is often talking about, you know, he wants things to be fair, and he talks about those who are more fortunate. And, Stephen, what I've been saying is I'm fortunate because I'm an American. I'm not fortunate because I'm successful in business. I'm fortunate because I'm an American where I have the ability to work hard and create success. What do you think?
Well, I always say that, the winning the lottery of life is to be born in this great, great country of ours. So there's no question about it. That's the most important thing, is that we all are citizens of the most richest and most opportunity-laden country in the world. So that's, of course, important. But also, you know, since when is getting rich or being successful, since when do you have to apologize for that?
Yeah.
I just find it to be almost subversive idea that people who are rich are evil.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the way he's coming across. So, President Obama, if you can, please, I know you take my advice all the time. I want to continue to advise you, sir, that this approach is, I'm afraid, it's not going to be a winner for you in the fall. So, if you want to win, you might want to change your strategy. Stephen Moore and I will be right back after these messages. He's with the Wall Street Journal. That's WSJ.com. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.